Today we're going to get some great advice from the book of Proverbs, chapter 21 and verse 5. Here's what the Bible says there. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. There are some things in your life you just can't plan for. Stuff like unpredictable earthquakes or terrorist attacks. But for the most part, you really can make contingency plans. And the Bible principle for successful living is so obvious and so simple, you almost want to read it again to make sure you got it right. Basically, the Bible says that success comes as the result of careful planning, and failure follows on the heels of hasty action. It turns out there's a good reason that athletes spend something like 85% of their time training and only 15% of their time actually performing. It's because good planning makes for great execution. But there's another very important point in this passage we shouldn't miss. It actually says the plans of the diligent lead to success. And that means that at some point, you've got to move past making careful plans and actually get busy doing them. If you're anything like me, you've got piles of notebooks full of great ideas with little sketched out flow charts that show how something could be done. But where do all those great ideas usually end up? Well, if you're lucky, they sit in a pile by your desk for a couple of months, and then they go out with the trash. One of our biggest hang-ups in life is our failure to execute. Think back over the last few committee meetings you attended, whether it's at work or at church or maybe even with your family. When an interesting topic hits the floor, everybody's got an opinion. Ideas get batted around for hours on end, and then a couple of hours later, everybody goes home. I suppose in some small way you could call that planning, but that's not what the Bible is talking about. When it mentions the plans of the diligent, it's telling us that people with purpose are generally successful. They know where they're going, they figure out how they're going to get there, they plan for contingencies, and then nothing will stop them from making it happen. The next time you have a great idea, try starting with the finished product or accomplishment in your mind first. Take a look at it. What does it look like and how does it work? Then draw up a plan by working backwards from the finished project to where you are right now. Take careful note of the steps and plan for the worst, but expect the best. Then take out your calendar and attach every one of those steps to a realistic date. Or better yet, to dates that are just a little more ambitious than realistic. Tell someone what you're doing so that you're accountable for it, and then get started. With that kind of a plan in mind, according to the wisdom of the Bible, you're going to be successful in your accomplishments more often, particularly if you're in a frame of mind where you're doing everything in your power to live in harmony with the will of God. Take all the time management courses you want, but I think you'll be amazed how many of life's best principles are found right here in the Bible, which makes this book, of course, a better way to live.